Well, this morning we're going to talk a little bit about a book that should focus solely on a lot of different things that might be very fun to folks and they might get a kick out of. And folks around this area will probably also be familiar with the authors of those books. We're joined this morning by Dr. Dave Else and Barb Else. They were former educators here in Atlantic, and they're going to talk a little bit to us about a book that they have put together here this morning called For All the Small Schools, A Photographic Pursuit of Iowa's Forgotten Schools. Good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about the book first. I want to talk about where you got the idea. Where'd you come up with this? Is this something you've been thinking about for a long time?
Yes, Jim. We took a trip out to Ohio about 14 years ago, and our son Jim told us where the school that shot the basketball movie, The Hoosiers, was filmed, and which was in Indiana. And so we visited that school in Indiana because our kids, playing sports in Atlantic and different towns where we've lived, watched that movie about before every game. And so we took a look in that school and said, wouldn't this be interesting to do in Iowa, to find some of the small schools that have been closed, that students played basketball in, or they had their concerts in, pep rallies, whatever, and just go on a search to find these schools that no longer will be in use.
Yeah, we're quick to discard sometimes some of our past when we should be really celebrating it.
That's right. That's right. And so it was just an idea that we thought was very interesting to us. And as educators, we have fond memories of our school and of the school of our children and now grandchildren, of course. So,
well, absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you are researching something like this, where do you start? Because it sounds like a big project.
It was kind of interesting as to how we started this. Once we got the idea, we would just pick out a section of the state and we would try to drive to every small school in that part of the state to see if they had a school. And we found out very early on that usually the school was on the west side of town or the north side of town. And so we would just strike out on a weekend and go to all of these small towns to see if we could find an old school that was no longer used for education. Now, our focus was on high schools. And part of that got started because in 1958, Sibley, which is our hometown and our alma mater, went to the state basketball tournament. And I had saved a program from that tournament and discovered, as I looked back, that there was only one school, and at that time it was Russell, only one school that was still in operation today. And so that combined with the Hoosiers adventure that we went on, that got us going, and that's how we started. Now, we wised up a little bit once we got into this a few years in. We thought it would be much more efficient if we would call school districts that had reorganized, and we knew that there were several communities making up the school district, to see if they knew of any old abandoned high schools in their school district. And that made it a lot easier for us. We didn't have to go to every community.
Oh, I'm sure. I can just imagine the conversations each year. Honey, where are we going on vacation this year?
At this time, we were still working full-time, and so it would usually be just a weekend or maybe even a day. And sometimes we'd stay overnight, like in southern Iowa somewhere, or sometimes it would be a three-day thing. But, yeah, it was usually just short little spurts, and then we'd mark these off and try for another part of the state maybe 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
As you can well imagine, we really found some good restaurants, good homemade pie, home-cooked meals as we traveled around. And I'm afraid that maybe we're losing some of those restaurants as the communities get smaller as well.
So you guys are probably pretty good ambassadors for a solid Iowa experience.
Yeah, I think we probably are. somebody in a certain part of the state wants to know where to go to eat. we might be able to offer some suggestions.
Well, talk a little bit more about what folks will find in the book, because just talking about education really branches off into a lot of different areas.
I think probably people will enjoy seeing the photos and reading what some of the people in those towns had to say. It was a little difficult sometimes to find someone that was a native of that town. Some of these towns are very small anymore. And new people have moved in, and so they couldn't give us a lot of information, but it was still very interesting just to see these small towns that once were thriving with a school and now are pretty much pretty quiet, and quite a few people have left.
You know, when we started this project, part of the purpose was to rekindle memories for people, and in addition to that, to record Iowa's history relative to high school education. And so what people will find in the book is the photos, as Barb said, there are about 230 photos. And interestingly enough, about 10 of those, we have pictures, but we didn't record very well where those pictures came from. And so that's one of the things that we ask people to do as they read the book. At the back of the book, we've got those unidentified schools that if one can identify those. And book sales have been good, and we've had a couple of calls. People did identify some of those schools in the back, and that's been helpful to us. But what we hope happens is it does rekindle some of the memories of schools and the days that they flourished. You know, much of the social fabric is woven around what happens in schools, and probably there are no more stories told about anything in a community than the happenings at school. And probably there are no better memories in communities than the memories that are associated with the school. So we think that'll really help people remember their school district. Now, in the book, in addition to the photos, we have the county where the district or where the school is located, the school colors and the mascot for the schools. You mentioned Bug Blegg, and he has really helped us a great deal with this project. He started out to identify the mascot and school colors for every school district in Iowa, every high school in Iowa. And at one time, there were 775 high schools in Iowa, not that many anymore. So we think there'll be some good memories for people, you know. We just found some really interesting facts. For example, Numa was defeated by Seymour in the girls' state basketball championship in 1947. People say, well, so what? Well, the so what was those two communities are 8 miles apart. That's pretty significant. We think that two small high schools 8 miles apart would play for the 1947 girls basketball state championship. So there are stories like that throughout the book as well.
Well, and as you said, these are stories of people's lives. So I'm guessing when you find the right people in some of these communities you visited, you had no problem getting them to tell you stories about what the history was like.
Exactly. We had a man in one community say, well, I have no place to go for my class reunion because his school was one brick wall that was left in the weeds. And he felt, you know, he felt sad about that.
Yeah.
And I think there were other occasions, too, that.
Yeah, Bernie Sago mentioned, because he was one of the endorsers of the book, he said, this will bring back happy thoughts and may even bring a tear to the eye of the leader in some cases, because some of this is pretty sad. Barb was talking about a man that we met in Plover up in north central northwest Iowa, and all that is left is that of that school is, and people would see that in the book, are a couple of walls, single walls, with some old tires stacked against them. So some of the schools were in pretty bad shape, and we have some abandoned schools that are in excellent shape, and you would think as you look at them that they could still be used today.
Well, everyone's debating where education will go in the future. We don't necessarily know that quite yet, but we do know where it's been, and it's important to relive some of those memories and great times as well. And folks can do that through the book. And where can they find that book?
Well, a number of locations right now, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, TheRightPlace.biz in Pella, and they are the publisher of the book. And the book is also carried at Barnes & Noble in Jordan Creek, a little further from you in Iowa City, in Coralville, you know, Waterloo, Barnes & Noble, University Book and Supply in Cedar Falls. So there are a number of outlets for the book.
Well, much the way people cherish their own school yearbooks, I can see this being one that folks will cherish as being a yearbook of education in Iowa over the last century or so, and I'm sure it'll be one of those coffee table favorites.
Well, you know, part of this is make sure that people don't forget Senator Grassley read the book and endorsed it and made the comment that if we do not record the history of Iowa, then it's lost. And no one has it. And that's part of what the book has done, is it certainly has recorded some of the history of Iowa high schools.
Absolutely. So before we finish up here this morning, I just have to ask for folks back here in the Atlantic area, how are Dave and Barb doing these days?
We're doing great. Thank you, Jim. We're doing just fine. This was a big project. It took us 14 years plus. And so it's kind of a relief now to have it published and out there, but we're just doing great. We're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary this summer, and we're taking all of our kids and grandkids to Disney World. So we're gonna party a little bit.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun. It's always fun to spend good quality time with family, and happy anniversary to you folks.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, thanks so much for the visit here this morning. Best of luck in your future, and best of luck with the sales of the book. It's called For All the Small Schools, A Photographic Pursuit of Iowa's Forgotten Schools by Dave and Barb Else. Hope you get a chance to pick up a copy of that.